Right, my name is Winifred Wright. I'm 100 years old. I was born in Goldhanger, and I now live in Goldhanger Road, Heybridge. I've lived here since I married, which is nearly 79 years ago.
Is it really? So, Winifred, you were brought up in Goldhanger.
Yes.
You were born in Goldhanger.
Yes.
What are your early memories of Goldhanger?
Well, it was a lovely little place then. Now, of course, it's like everywhere else. It's grown and grown and grown. But then there were very few of us, really. And we had a little church school. We had what I think now was a very good education, really. And we, you know, had all sorts of things. We did Rudyard Kipling and Shakespeare and all that sort of thing. A very good head teacher.
Your parents, had they always lived in Goldhanger?
Yes, they were both Goldhanger people.
And yeah. Their name was?
Appleton.
Appleton.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of Appletons?
There were, yes, yes. My father was one of 12 children.
Wow.
Yes.
And how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had three brothers.
Three brothers.
No sisters.
No. Yeah. So you were the only girl.
That's right.
Yeah. So when you were young, I expect you had lots of freedom as children to explore and run around.
Well, we did compared to today, yes. We used to play out for hours on end. And no trouble at all.
Did you swim in the river?
No, my mother wouldn't let me swim. The boys did.
Right.
But I wasn't allowed to.
Right. So what sort of thing did you get up to as a child when you weren't at school?
I don't know. We had bikes and we went miles on our bikes.
Did you?
Yes. Mm. And we had various things went on in the evening. Our headmistress had a companion who had us there for evenings to do embroidery. She would read Little Women or some such thing to us while we worked. And she also had a Bible class, which we used to go to. And we went to church three times on a Sunday. But we all did the same sort of thing, you see.
Were you sad to leave Goldhanger when you left to work?
Not really.
How old were you?
14.
And did all children leave school at 14?
Yes.
They did.
Unless they went to the grammar school, which was very rare because they had to pass a exam to get there. Most of us went to the local school.
Yeah. And did most children of that age manage to find jobs?
Oh, I think everybody did.
Everybody did.
Yeah. Even the dullest children, they were all of use to somebody for something.
And how did you find your job?
I don't really remember. Probably somebody told me that somebody wanted some, you know, I went.
And what was your job?
Well, cooking, and when I worked for Mrs. Freeman, I did the cooking and just kept the place tidy. And we had somebody come in two or three times a week to do the rough work, as they called it.
And you lived there? You were a live-in help?
Yeah.
And which family was that?
Horace Freeman, solicitor.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. Very well known in the town. And his son John, who was also a solicitor.
And they lived in?
Bealey Road.
Bealey Road.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it quite a big house that you had to look after?
Yes, it's a big wooden house. It's still there. Quite quaint, really. But they were nice people to work for.
And when you went at the age of 14?
I didn't go there at 14. Oh, you didn't? No, no, no. I went, well, for a start, I went to Wickham Bishops, but I only had about 5 months there because I was one of several in a big house, High Hall, actually. That's still there, but it's no offices. And, it's like slavery. You hear these things on television. That was just like that, you know. Up very early in the morning, cleaning grates and all sorts. No mod comms whatsoever. And so I didn't stay there long.
So you chose to leave there?
Oh, yeah.
And after that, you went?
Oh, I had quite a few jobs. But I never got sacked. I always left. If the food wasn't good, I didn't stop. No.
But over the years, you sort of learnt about cooking and looking after homes.
I got into cooking.
Yeah.
And then I went to Freeman's and I was their cook. And I was very happy there.
Yeah. And you were there quite a while?
I don't know, 2 or 3 years, I suppose. Then I got married.
And you met your husband in Mull?
I met him earlier on, yeah. We were courting quite a long time before we married.
Yeah. And I suppose then, once a lady was married, she didn't carry on working?
Not in those days, no.
No.
And of course the war had started.
Right.
Yeah. But I never did any actual war work because I had Alan. 18 months after I married, I had Alan. And then my husband was called up. And I didn't go to war work. When some girls took their babies home to mum to look after and they went to work in munitions, but I didn't.
And when you were married, you told me that you moved into this house where you are now.
And then we bought it later when it was on the market.
Yeah. And what was your husband's job?
He was a carpenter joiner at Sads.
Was he?
Very good one.
Yeah. That was a good job for him then.
Oh, yes. And he went in the Royal Engineers.
And so you had Two boys.
I had the other boy after the war finished, you know.
Yeah.
So they've got 4.5 years between them.
And did one of the boys follow in his dad's footsteps?
No.
As a carpenter?
No. They're both very, very good at carpentering, both of them. But Alan went to grammar school and then went to university and he's had a good life and now he lives in France.
In France?
Oh, yes. He's lived in France for about 40 years.
Is he married to a French lady?
No. She was a London girl. Yeah. He worked for Total Oil People and he went all over the world supervising installation of computers in oil wells. So on. Did very well for himself. But Don wasn't so good at school. He couldn't wait to get out. But then he went to Bentalls as an apprentice.
Right.
Had a very good apprenticeship there. And since then he's never lacked a job, always had a good job and well paid. And
was he there until Bentalls closed down?
No, I don't think he was. He was there after Bentalls gave up and that was Mr. DeVigier who took over. He was there then. But then he left and went to Eastern Tractors and then he and four others started up their own little company. And when that packed up, he went to Doze and he worked there till he retired. He's never been out of work in his life.
Good for him.
Not a day.
Mm. Earlier, Winifred, you said that you were 100 years old.
Mm.
You look amazing for 100 years old. I find it hard to believe.
I don't always feel it.
Can you tell us about your 100th birthday celebrations?
Well, I didn't celebrate because at the time I was very, very poorly. So we had, the boys had booked for a lunch at the Bull at Great Totten for family and friends, and come the day, there was no way I could go to the Bull. So they went very reluctantly without me, and I slept all the time they were gone. I felt very ill at the time.
Did you?
Had heavy nosebleeds, which had pulled me down, and I couldn't eat, and I was very poorly. I'm a lot better now.
So did you recover fairly quickly to be able to see your family and have a belated celebration?
No, they were all here on the day, and some of them stayed several days after, but I wasn't very well at all, and it was hot weather, wasn't it, last year? Very hot.
And does the Queen still send out congratulations?
I had a card from the Queen, and I had one from Esther McVie, the Health Secretary, but I don't think I'm going to have one from either of them this year, because last year somebody from the Ministry of Pensions got in touch and came to see me and took my particulars and then set it up for the Queen to send a card. And this year I haven't heard anything from anybody.
Winifred, looking back on your 100 years, looking back particularly to your childhood in Goldhanger, I imagine it was a very happy time.
Yes, I think we were very happy. I don't think we were ever bored. Children today.
Exactly.
Bored. Yes. We weren't.
Yeah.
And I had very nice grandparents. And my grandmother Lewis didn't have very good health, and I used to spend a lot of time with her. They had a nice little bungalow which they had built, and I used to really love being there with her. And she was a good cook, and I learned quite a lot of cooking from her, which I often remember, you know. The smell of nutmeg always makes me think of my grandmother.
Really?
She was always sprinkling it on puddings, you know, milk puddings and so on.
So your grandmother was the lady who had 12 children?
No, not that one.
Not
no,
that one.
She only had 3.
Right.
Mm.
But other grandparents had
12? The other one had 12, yes.
And were both these families in Goldhanger?
Yes.
So you had masses of relatives all round you?
Oh, yes. Lots of cousins. And we were all, well, I think everybody knew everybody, and they were all, you know, old people would ask you to run an errand and so on, which you happily did and didn't mind. And everybody knew you. When we got married, they all gave you little wedding presents, you know, tea cloths or tablecloths or towels or something like that. It was just like one big happy family in the village.
Yeah.
It really was lovely. And we really had shops, butcher's shop, baker's shop.
Were there? Right, yeah.
Post office, 2 pubs. That's all they've got now is 2 pubs.
Yeah.
And we had our own mill with a high chimney. I used to go there on Saturday mornings for my grandmother to get grain for the chickens.
Right.
That was lovely. I used to love going there because you went up wooden steps to the first floor and the engine would be going chonk, 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 and the whole place would be on the shake. and it smelled beautiful with all this grain being ground up.
Where was the windmill?
Not a windmill, a chimney. Just in Fish Street.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So it wasn't a windmill.
No, a chimney, a high chimney.
Just a high chimney.
Yes, which was taken down when they stopped being a mill. It's two cottages now.
Right. Yeah.
But all that has gone, you know. I've seen so many changes.
Mm. Do you ever go back?
Yes. I belonged to the WI over there for 60 years. They gave me I did have a nice little party there with them last year, two or three weeks after my birthday. They put on a party in the village hall in the afternoon, and Don took me in my chair, and first of all I went up to the outside the church, and David Newman rang happy birthday on the apparatus of the bells, and then we all went back to the village hall and had a very nice tea, and that was lovely. I enjoyed that. That was one of the high spots of they'd made a cake, and you know, it really was nice to see them all, because I haven't been to WI for the last two or three years because that got too much for me, but it was nice to see them all.
So your lovely upbringing in beautiful Goldhanger.
I love Goldhanger.
It's a really good memory for you.
Yes, and I've always loved the church.
Yeah.
Very much.
Well, that's lovely, Winifred. Thank you. Earlier you were talking about good food and fresh vegetables. Yeah. I presume when you were young, everybody grew vegetables.
Yes, because you didn't buy vegetables from the shops like you do now. Definitely not. And my father had two pieces of garden down at the bottom of Fish Street. It was called the Garden Field, and it was all divided up into allotments. And he had a huge apple tree on there that was always covered in apples, beautiful cooking apples. You could cook or eat. And one of my memories is my brother Bill and me, father went down and picked a load of these apples and put them in a sack. It was about 100 weight of them. And we had an old pram, and he put them on that, told us to be careful and take them home. He went off on his bike and left us. We got halfway to the gate, and the pram tipped over and the apples went flying. And we couldn't pick them up for giggling. As we just chucked them all back in the sack. Thought, he'll never know, will he? So whether they kept that year or not, I don't know. But they had a good shake-up. And he used to grow plums down there, Victoria plums. And we always had plenty of fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. And I've done so all my life, because I've got a big garden now, which my husband used to do. Now my son does it. So we've always got something coming on at the moment. We're waiting for peas and broad beans, carrots, new potatoes, tomatoes in the greenhouse.
Yeah, and that makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, now I've always liked all that sort of food.
Yeah.
No
convenience food.
I've never really bought a lot of convenience food. Fish and chips sometimes, just for a treat. They're not like they used to be. Unfortunately.